Federal investigators have been hunting for Eric Rudolph for 4 years now. He's been charged with 4 bombings, including the Olympic Park bombing in Atlanta and the bombing of an abortion clinic in Alabama 4 years ago today. In that explosion, one person was killed, another severely wounded. The FBI says that after the clinic bombing, Rudolph fled to the western North Carolina mountains. NPR's Kathy Lohr visited the search area in the Nantahala National Forest for this report.
The Nantahala River winds through the mountains and the gorge here. On one side, a jagged rock wall goes straight up. On the other side is a thick gray tangle of tree limbs that will turn green in the spring. It is dense and deceiving as the sun and shadows play off the mountainsides. This 550,000-acre area is where FBI agents say Eric Rudolph has been hiding since 1998.
You'd have to have every troop in the U.S. Army to search 1 acre piece, and then you'd need 3,500 more additional troops just to cover that area.
Darren Free was a consultant to the FBI in 1998 and 1999, helping find caves and abandoned mines where Rudolph might have sought refuge.
Within 20 feet could be a hole that he could have dug and been in, and it might only have a crack big enough to get in and out. And I feel like that's probably what he's done.
Free helped agents find at least one campsite where investigators believe Rudolph had been. It was small, a place from where Rudolph could have observed the search. But that was long ago, after the fugitive surfaced in the nearby town of Andrews, North Carolina, to get food. Rudolph is charged in 4 bombings, one at a Birmingham clinic where abortions are performed. An off-duty police officer was killed there, and a nurse was severely injured. He's also accused of carrying out 3 bombings in Atlanta, one at a women's health center, another at a nightclub, and also the Centennial Olympic Park bombing in 1996 that killed one woman. Sheriff Alan Kilpatrick of Cherokee County says although leads for Rudolph are scarce, he believes the fugitive is still hiding in these mountains.
I feel that there's more of a chance that he could be here than not.
Why is it?
Well, he knows the area. You know, people may be helping him. Some people may be helping him.
Kilpatrick, like the FBI, says officers won't rest until they find Rudolph dead or alive, or evidence that the alleged serial bomber has left the area. The search began with more than 200 agents and has dwindled to a handful. Wanted posters of Rudolph still hang in police departments, but you don't see them in local businesses. One reason is that people began collecting the posters. The worst fears of law enforcement agents were realized when they say Rudolph became a local folk hero for a time. Bumper stickers that read, "Run, Rudolph, run," and those calling him the 1998 hide-and-seek champion appeared all over. Mitch Reinhardt is the new mayor of Andrews.
I had one kid to tell me, you know, maybe I'll be like Rudolph when I grow up. I'll be a hero. I'll blow up stuff. So that kind of bothered me. And I talked to a lot of parents and saying, look, you know, be careful what you're saying here, because this can get people to thinking wrong's right.
What the local people perceived as the FBI's heavy-handed approach to the search also became a problem. The enormous manhunt brought good and bad. Even if the residents didn't like all the attention, they did like the economic gains.
I remember a time you couldn't get a motel room in this town for 2 years. I remember when you could go up to the hamburger stand on the side of the road that probably if you went there now, you might see 5 people an hour. I can remember when there was 100 people lined up there, and 50 of them had pistols and badges. They were FBI.
Now that most federal agents and state police are gone, a new economic reality has set in. The hunt for Rudolph helped to offset a recession for a while. 4 manufacturing plants closed recently, taking with them more than 1,000 jobs. The mayor says the people who live here will have to be open to new business ideas. Tourists come to the National Forest to hunt, fish, camp, and to go rafting down the Nantahala River. One of Reinhardt's latest ideas is to use the town's link to the fugitive. He envisions an Eric Rudolph manhunt during the summer. Tourists would pay $300 or $400 for a tent and a guide up into the mountains. They'd hike on steep trails and perhaps see where Eric Rudolph might have been. Most people who live in this area say Eric Rudolph couldn't hide out in these mountains for 4 years without someone seeing him. Another theory is that the mountains are so formidable, no one could exist in them this long, even with help. But the Southeast Bomb Task Force is not giving up. The head of the task force says the government still considers the hunt for Rudolph a priority investigation. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Andrews, North Carolina.